Let me read it to you. 1 Samuel, 14th chapter. And Saul tarried, second verse, in the innermost part of Gibeah, under a pomegranate tree, which is in Migron, and the people that were with him were about 600 men. And Ahi, and the son of Ichabod's brother, the son of Phinehas, and the son of Eli, the Lord's priest in Shiloh, wearing an ephod, and the people knew not Jonathan was gone. John said, I'm not going to hang out with a bunch of unbelievers. Amen. I'm not hanging out with unbelievers. Jonathan left the camp. He got out from under the pomegranate tree waiting for something to happen. Oh, we're waiting. Revival's going to come. Yes, it's going to come. Praise God. In the last days, God is going to pour out his spirit. Not if you're sitting under the pomegranate tree, is it? He's not coming to those under the pomegranate tree. He's getting for those that are getting into the battle, into the heat of the battle. Can you say amen? They didn't even know Jonathan was gone. Between the passages by which Jonathan sought to go over unto the Philistines' garrison, there was a sharp rock on the one side and a sharp rock on the other. And the name of one was Bozez, and the other name was Sinan. And the forefront of the one was situated northward over against Michmash, and the other southward over against Gibeah. And Jonathan said to the young men that bear his armor, come, and let's go over unto the garrison of these uncircumcised, that it may be the Lord will work for us, whether there is no restraint. For there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few. And his armor bearer said unto him, do all that is in thine heart. Turn thee. Behold, I am with thee according to thy heart. Then said Jonathan, behold, we'll pass over unto these men, and we will discover ourselves unto them. If they say, tarry until we come to you, then we'll stand in our place. But if they say, come up to us, we'll go up, for the Lord has delivered them into our hands, and this will be a sign. And both of them were discovered. And they went up, and when they went up to the battle, it said the first slaughter with Jonathan and his armor bearer made was about 20 men, wherewith it was a half acre of land and a yoke of oxen might plow. And there was trembling in the host in the field, and among all the people, the garrison and the spoilers, and they also trembled, the earthquake. So it was a very great trembling. Did you hear that? I said, God will send an earthquake. Like he did for Paul and Silas, the prison shook. I said, doors were open. The people, they don't know the system. Read what happened here in Luke 16, Kevin. It
says that, he says in the fifth verse, he called every one of the Lord's debtors, said unto the first, how much owest thou, my Lord? He said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, take thy bill, sit down quickly, and write 50. Then he said to another, and how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. He said unto him, take thy bill and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust
steward. The Lord did what?
He commended him.
You know why he commanded him? Because he had a system, and he didn't sit on his backside and say, I'm going to lose something. And he wasn't an honest man in what he did. But the Lord commended him. Oh, we're honest, Lord. We're holy. Lord, we're in church. Yes, we are. The Lord commended this man. And what did he say after that?
Because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light.
You know why? They have a system. When God told Noah, have dominion, that wasn't just for believers. There was no Bible then. There was no Bible. He's have dominion. And I'll prove it to you. His son Cain, remember Cain killed Abel? Oh, you remember that, huh? Do you remember that? Now Cain goes from the presence of the Lord in Genesis, the fourth chapter. And now he has a son by the name of Enoch. And you know what he did? He named the city Enoch after his son. Now remember, Enoch killed somebody. Enoch killed his brother. But that didn't keep him now from going out. He says, I'm not going to live in my past. A lot of people are living in their past, and that's why they can't receive from the Lord, because you're living in your past. Hello? I'm going to tell you it again. He wasn't living in his past. I could see his father, Adam. He's probably sitting under a tree to this day waiting for God to do something. Hello? He was waiting for God to do something, but the son goes out and starts working the system. In fact, Adam didn't believe what God told him. Eve didn't believe what God told him, that they could have dominion, like a lot of church people today. They listen to the lie of the devil. There's no sense in believing what God says. If you don't believe God's word, then you might as well not even believe anything in life, because this is the only thing that's true. So what happens? His son, Enoch, or I should say his son, Cain, read it in Genesis 4:16, Kevin, goes out from the presence of the Lord, has a son, and names the city after his son Enoch. Has anybody yet named any place in Long Island after one of your children? You see, the word have dominion wasn't only to believers. There's a lot of people in this world that don't go to church, but they know the system, and they apply what they learn. And because they apply what they learn, that's why they're successful. There's a lot that are not successful because they don't apply what they've learned. But when you apply it, you will be successful. That's why they go to college and spend thousands of dollars. I was speaking to Jake the other day. He's up at Dartmouth. He says, Grandpa, he said, people think that all rich people are stupid. He says, some rich people up here, they send their kids to school. They don't come on scholarship. But I'll tell you what, they're pretty smart. We have one kid, they gave us a test while we're up here to see, you know, what we know in different fields. And one was like Einstein's theory, you know, on atoms and that. Jake says, I'm really into science. But he said there was this kid sitting next to me writing everything down. He says it was incredible. He just knew everything. And I'm watching him. There was only eight in the room. Couldn't help but see him. There was a Chinese girl there. She knew everything, just scribbling down and writing everything. Jake said, I just sat there. But they want to see what field you know, just how much you know in every field. That's why they do that. So he said, oh, yeah. He said, there are rich people that are pretty intelligent. We think, oh, all rich people are going to hell. I think there's a lot of people that say they go to church, they're going to go to hell. I wish somebody would say hallelujah anyhow. Amen. You don't believe what God says in his word? There's one sin that's unpardonable, and that's when you sin against the Holy Ghost. So you got that to read for me in Genesis, Kevin?
You have it in the Living Bible. It says, Cain went out from the presence of the Lord, and he settled in the land of Nod, east of Eden. Then Cain's wife conceived and presented him with a baby son named Enoch. So when Cain founded a city, he named it Enoch.
He just remembered he killed his brother. And now he's building cities. Here we are living under condemnation, you know. Well, Lord, if you will forgive. We're sitting under the tree living in the past. Don't believe that God wants us to prosper and to be in health even as our soul prospers. God wants you to prosper. And he wants you to be in health as your soul prospers. So what happened after that?
It says he named the city Enoch after his son. And he was the father of Irad, the father of Mehujael, who was the father of Uziel, who was the father of Lamech. Lamech married two wives, Adah and Zillah. So Adah was born a baby named Jabel. He became the first of the cattlemen and of those living in tents.
He became a cattleman. He became a tent man, manufacturing tents. That, but these are his grandchildren. Do you hear what I'm saying? He's manufacturing tents. Hello? Amen. Today, everything is, let's let our children play, and they got to go to all these different events, you know, have around. Well, with Enoch, with Cain, his children went out, and they applied what they had learned from their father. I wish somebody would say hallelujah. They applied what they learned. They didn't go out and play. Today it's playtime. In fact, you can't even get to church on Sunday because all the instructors, their day to teach your children is on a Sunday. So they have all these different events planned for a Sunday when your kids should be learning about the things of God like a school. Instead, they're learning how to play. Hello? I'm going to tell you the way it is. That's the only way revival is going to come. The truth will make you free, and truth is knowledge. Amen. Oh, God's going to supply all my need according to his riches and glory. He's supplying all of your need because his need is being fulfilled in you. Amen. Shall men give unto your bosom? Luke 6, everyone said, oh, shall men give unto you? But how are men going to give to you if they don't have nothing to give? If they have nothing to give, what are you going to get? So we're waiting under the tree for someone to give to us.